It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway.
It's now 7 after the hour, the live Doug Steffen Good Day program, as opposed to the dead Doug Steffen Good Day program, and I'm not looking forward to that day. It'll be a little quieter, however, if it's not me and somebody who's there like Richie or Kenny. Can you imagine Ken doing this program?
Yes.
Kenny is so quiet. And he's thoughtful.
Ken waits for his moments.
Yes, he does. Yes,
and
he
then
does.
He delivers what
as
he wants.
As opposed to you, who tries to take your moments. Ken Kessler. Jennifer Horn not here with us this
Where
week.
Where is Jen this morning?
She's working on it. They had
she is in pure
crash mode. She had her father run a family company. So they, as a result of that, the definition of a family company sometimes is too many people in the family work in the company. Mm-hmm. And in this circumstance, her cousin was in charge of some pretty important stuff, and he managed to disappear.
I think he had it. It's time for him to go. So Jen had to pick up the pieces, and she's buried deep in it this week.
Yes, she is. She's been buried deeply in it for a couple of weeks. She's just been able to pull, what is it, rob Peter to pay Paul.
Right.
Yeah. But can't do that now because...
So she's got some training on some new software some of the accounting and scheduling.
Little Scott about now, California. That's going to be fun.
Whoa. Yeah.
All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch... And literally, this is a story from the ranch, the story of Kit Laney. There are several of these stories floating around. I've talked about a couple of different circumstances that are almost identical to what Mr. Laney has gone through this weekend. Knock on his door Saturday. The goons from the Forest Service hand him a piece of paper announcing that his ranch in New Mexico is going to be shut down day after tomorrow. He has 300 plus head of beef cattle grazing. They will be removed, whether Mr. Laney does it or whether the Forest Service does it. They're going to do it. And if you drive up and down the highway around Mr. Laney's ranch, you'll see notices on fence posts informing neighbors that he is not the owner of the property and they ought not to enter the property. Mr. Laney, not surprised. He knew there would be an on-the-ground confrontation sooner or later. This is a case that goes back to 1997. Ladies and gentlemen, this is you. Your tax dollars at work to throw this guy off of what arguably could be his land. His cattle, though, according to the feds, are trespassing on federal land. So... Federal land. Hello, we are the taxpayers. Mr. Laney's a taxpayer. How is it that he can't keep his cows where they used to be? Mr. Laney, for his part, insists that the land in question belongs to him. The Forest Service says it belongs to the feds. So far, the federal court is on the side of the feds. See, surprised to hear that, aren't you?
You know, Doug, over the weekend, though, the government backed down and said, okay, listen, we're out of here because a lot of people showed up with
guns. But that doesn't say they're giving up on the land. They still say it's their land.
They still say it's their land.
Yeah, right. That's the point.
And he does not own the land, but it's been, he contends it's, Clark County, and we've always farmed it, and we always will.
All right, so what does this say?
They backed off, gave him his cattle back, and,
Well, they didn't take his cattle yet, but they've given them to Wednesday, Richie, unless there's something going on. It's 180,000 acres of land. Some of the most beautiful land in New Mexico.
So they didn't back down, and they aren't going away?
Well, my understanding is that they have given him until Wednesday to get his cows off the land. Otherwise, they're going to come get him. Good luck to them.
They had rounded up a bunch of his cattle, but they released them yesterday.
Because?
They saw the escalation and didn't want to go there, and they backed off.
Really?
Yes.
So why in the world, under the circumstances, would that be enough? If they have a court ruling, why would they care what the neighbors say? Unless the courts aren't to be listened to or upheld, the law according to the court. So then why would we?
Because they saw this turning into a
I'm using this as a general.
Right.
It is a big. There are more of these cases that are going on, and people are fed up with the government taking over hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of acres of land for who knows what purpose. To save a turtle, to save a bird, to save bees, who knows what it's for. But is it where do we come up to the point more of the story, at least for me? Well, there's 2 points. One, the heavy-handedness of the government and using our name, because we're supposed to be the government, to do stuff like this. If it isn't him and now, they may be backing off now, but I guarantee you they're not going to go away. They'll come back. They'll figure out some other way. They've been at this since 1997.
To U.S. Senate Representative Dean Heller, the dispute is over. The BLM is leaving, Bureau of Land Management.
Yeah.
But emotions and tensions are still near a boiling point. We desperately need a peaceful conclusion to this conflict.
Yeah.
I urge all people involved to please return to your homes and allow the BLM officers to collect their equipment and depart without interference.
So are they going to turn the land back over to this guy? The judge's ruling has no standing anymore.
Well, I don't think they're turning the land back over to him, but they'll let him use it. They're not going to stop him from using it any longer.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. What about the guy? What's the other fellow's name, Kenny, that we were talking about last week? It wasn't this guy. It was somebody else that was in the same shape, that was going through the same thing. I'm trying to find it in my notes, and I can't remember his name. But it was the same sort of thing, and I said the same sort of thing, that this the kind of stuff. And, by the way, it isn't just there. I've given examples of what goes on around here where I am in Massachusetts. As a farmer here, I'm interested in trying to get a hold of as much land as I can so I don't have to go out so far to raise food for my animals. I have to, as it now stands, I have about 800 acres of land that I use, and I go 45 miles sometimes. Most farms around here are trying to stay within 3, 4, 5 miles of the farm, so they have to go so far. In this circumstance, because I'm in a more of a suburban area, you got to go further out. And so under the circumstances, I'm eager to get a hold of land that is or ought to be available, and the government keeps taking more land. There was a neighbor of mine in the next community who used 35 acres of beautiful bottom land for corn. And when he stopped using it, he said, "Do you want to use it?" I said, "Yeah, I could use that. It'd be a great place to grow corn." So I went to make the arrangements and said, "No, we're going to take the land back. This is the U.S. National Wildlife Refuge." They say, "We're going to take it for this kind of bird is getting, it has no place to go." I said, "What do you mean it has no place to go? There's 1,400 acres of land there that you're managing. What are you talking about? The bird has no place to go." "Well, we need more land." So they just took 35 acres of land out of use. It's just growing weeds now. That's all. Then they have to mow it once a year themselves at their expense, our expense, your expense. Instead of letting me mow it, put some hay on it, the animals, I'd stay off it until the 15th of July if you want me to. But this is the kind of stuff that they're doing over and over. They just keep taking land.
Yeah, I just want to clarify whether we're talking about the same people here, Doug, because we're talking about Clive and Bundy in Arizona. Are you talking about another farmer in New Mexico?
Yeah, I'm not talking. That's not the name I used at all.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, so you have the wrong story.
I was reading Clive and Bundy in Arizona.
No, that was the one that we talked about before.
Okay.
This guy is a different guy.
Okay.
All right, so I'm on the right page.
You are. I'm sorry.
All right. So now that was the name I was looking for from last week, Kenny. That's where they got it.
Bundy, the guy in Nevada.
Right. No, right. This is another guy. His name is Kit Laney, L-A-N-E-Y. That's not the same guy.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So he's the guy that was tossed, that was given until Wednesday to get off his land. All right? But you hear all of these stories
that
we're talking about. All of a sudden,
they're just
grabbing land.
Grab. Two of these stories.
Yeah. Grab the land. That's what they're doing. They're grabbing the land. It's productive farmland. Another way for you to run the American family farmer out of business is just take away the land that he's using. Take the land away. We need it for the federal government because we got to protect the bluebird or the white-nosed tortoise or the bees. I'm with them trying to protect the bees, but I ain't protecting the bees out in the middle of New Mexico. It's disgusting. Hi, 888-302-3684. 16 after on Good Day.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes.
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with Staples.com/copy and print for details.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. Yes, when you eat and you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling, take all-natural Gutsy Chewies. Go from that feeling of gut burn and gut bloat, oof, nothing worse than that, to gut good. That's great. Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyChewy.com. So, Roberta, Americans are cutting back on their use of soda. What do you call it? Some people call it tonic, soda,
or pop.
Exactly. Yeah. Apparently, the word about sugar in Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola and the other things that happened are creating difficulties for those companies. Mm-hmm. In fact, U.S. sales volume of carbonated soft drinks fell 3% last year.
Wow.
Which is quite a, when you consider the population
grew.
That's
a big number. 3% of a big number is a big drop.
It is a big drop. And that's caused, one of the things that shook up the stock market last week was the value of food, foodstuffs, food commodities, companies like Coca-Cola and Pepsi losing 3-4% of their market value because of questions about the propriety of preserved foods. These people are all so big. Their companies are so huge. They're involved in all kinds of other food. I mean, most every drink that you drink, short of milk, either belongs to Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola. Everything. Mm-hmm. Minute Maid, you name any of these. You go to the supermarket, you see all these different labels. They belong, for the most part, to Pepsi or Coca-Cola. And so the amount that is of the soda that's being drunk less, what's the right verb? Drinking less. Have drunk less? Anyway, you know what I'm saying. Is causing them to go try to buy up new companies to keep the stock price up. 21 after on Good Day.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze-drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Good music. Good morning. Good year for pop music this week in 1971. Starting out with a number of 5 songs just for your listening and dancing pleasure. This is one of McCartney's best solo acts, in my opinion. Another Day. Crank it up, Richie.
Just another day. At the office where the papers grow, she takes a break.
Pretty good music in this week.
Come to appreciate his voice more and McCartney? More and more, yeah.
Because he's been able to keep it strong. Much as anything else, at his age, a lot of people lost their voice. Can't sing. But this is a good, fun song. The philosophy of these guys, for the most part, was to have fun, and their music reflects it, I think. More often than not.
Well, John took a hard turn.
They're talking about John. John is very serious. But McCartney got it. Ringo got it. Harrison had some good more. Harrison was sort of a good combination of McCartney and
he was somewhere in between, right? Yeah, he wasn't quite as heavy as John.
Yeah. All right, so we're reviewing.
I always wanted to have a message.
See what your message in your mind is from this week in 1971 as we review the top 5. So from McCartney at number 5 to Tom Jones, number 4.
She's a lady.
Wow, whoa, whoa.
How
about that?
She's a lady.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Saw somewhere he's still touring.
Oh, yeah, he's still touring. Yeah.
The lady is mine. But she's never in the way. Always something nice to say. What a blessing. I can leave her on her own, knowing she's okay.
Who do you know in your life, Richie, that you would consider to be a lady?
A lady?
A lady.
Roberta Fasanelli.
Roberta's a lady?
Oh, wait a minute, no, that's wrong.
What is the difference between a lady and a woman?
Class.
Girl?
Yeah, class.
Lady is a classy woman?
So Jennifer.
Jennifer's
but see, Roberta is an every woman.
She is
Roberta can be whoever she needs to be at any
She's
given
a chameleon.
Moment.
She's
true.
She can hang out on Bourbon Street at 3 in the morning with the boys, and then she can be the next day at the White House.
Right, exactly. Nice place for her to be.
True.
Can have somebody new in there. It'd be good. All right, that's number 4, Tom Jones, from this week in 1971, The Temptations, up next here. This is good rhythm.
Great.
Some people like my disc jockey approach to the music. All right, right, so how do I do the next one, Richie? This is actually the Temptations, both examples of Motown music from 71.
The next one, I think you have to hit cold. Let me check here real quick.
That's good. You can listen to a little more of this. What goes on in your mind when you hear the Temptations singing, "Just My Imagination Running Away With Me"? What does that do for you?
Yeah.
Huh? All right, this is cold. Next one, number two, this week, 1973.
What's going on?
Marvin Gaye.
What's going on?
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 I can hit that note, Richie.
Of our time.
That's right. Thank you, Rich. I didn't know you appreciated me that much.
Your voice is
one of the greatest artists of all time. Doug Stephan and Marvin Gaye. Yeah. All right, come on. Crank it up, Rich. Let's go. The number one song for this week in 1971 belongs to One, Two, Three Dog Nights.
Little kids dancing around the living room to this one.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Who was a good friend of mine. Never understood a single word he said. I got somebody like that on the farm. His name is Sneaker. I actually have two guys on the farm. I don't understand anything they say. You got Joe the painter, who's a Brazilian. I'm not going to have more paint. That's what it says. 28 after on the Good Day program.
Be a passive victim.
AARP has volunteer fraud fighters that are actually available to talk one-on-one with people who think they've been scammed.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
You can get very good peer counseling, support, or even referral to other services if you call.
AARP financial educator John Dolphiné has the number.
It's 877-908-3360.
AARP's Fraud Watch Network keeps track of national and local scams. In D.C., for example, the FTC has issued an alert on a tech support scam. In Alaska, it's a fake timeshare pitch. Then, of course, there's the other big thing to watch out for, ID theft.
Keep a lock on your mailbox. A neighbor of mine had his mail stolen, and they actually stole his identity just based on his incoming mail.
And opened several credit cards in his name. Learn more about how to spot ID theft in the AARP Bulletin. Trustworthy links on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Oh, we travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Day 33 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We got new running shoes in honor of the Boston Marathon or just spring in general. Boy, what a business that is, huh? Those shoes and the attire for running.
Isn't that great to have more? So, did I hear it's 33 plus thousand runners for that next week?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Right. The highest number of runners they've ever had.
Well, and then the news media is so atrocious, ridiculous here. With already stories about, well, last year, will it be a repeat? You know, these morons
right.
In the news media. Is last year going to be a repeat? Will there be bombs? Well, if there are bombs, where will they be? And bring all the people who were, it was yesterday or the day before, somebody who was a relative, been involved in the bombing here locally, invited to Good Morning America, I think it was on Friday, and she said, please do not mention the name of the bomber. It's too difficult for me. It's just psychologically very traumatic. So in the interview, I'll come do the interview, but I don't want you to bring up the bomber's name.
That'd be a perfect interview for you because you can't say the name.
Right. I don't want to say the name either.
No.
I'm not interested in saying the name.
I'm total believer in these people who go out and try to do things just to get their name in the news and go out guns a-blazing.
Yeah.
You should not give them any
publicity.
PR.
So anyway, the lady said, please, I'll come do the interview. Don't mention this guy's name. First thing the interviewer does is mention the name. The lady takes the mic off and walks out of the studio, as well she ought to have. When are we going to try, you know, in the name of helping versus publicity, people who are trying to help, she wanted to tell her story. Understandably, it's a tragic, difficult story. And so her request, why is it these people... And then they look at her like, oh, my God, what are you doing? How many times did that happen with Piers Brosnan? I mean, Piers, what's his face?
Morgan.
Happened all the time. He'd say, well, he'll do anything to get you in the studio, and then he'll lie about what he said he agreed to, and then people get up and walk off as well they ought to. That ought to be happening more. There ought to be a flood of those sorts of things so that somebody in these producer boxes at these news programs gets the message. Not everything for them. Anyway, new phase... In the discussion of the plane, more underwater pulses. So now we're going to send, the Australians are going to send out an underwater vehicle to go to the floor of the Indian Ocean to see if they can figure out if there is a plane down there or not. So, as long as they're paying for it, go for it. I don't want to be paying for it. I think the only way we've paid for it is more scare tactics. Can you imagine? I saw on one news channel, maybe the week before, are you safe getting on an airliner? Based on this story. What happens if your plane goes down in the ocean? Will your loved ones ever find you again?
No.
No. Not in this case.
Not in this case.
888-302-3684. Okay, another one of our favorite meaningless stories that everybody wants to talk about so that we're not focused on the real things going on here in America is the Ukrainian situation. The Ukrainian government deadline for Russian protesters to lay down their arms and leave the buildings they've occupied is today. Apparently, they've sent some troops to some of these cities, though, the eastern cities in Ukraine that are close to the Russian border. Disarm or face a full-scale anti-terrorist operation by the Ukrainian armed forces. And then there is this whole thing, what are we going to do? Let's have a meeting to discuss the crisis and what we can do. Well, you don't have to do anything.
You know,
tell the Russians to get out. That's all you tell them.
I've even heard they interviewed somebody on one of the stations here from Finland. Because there are rumors that Finland are in Russia's sights over the next decade.
Mm-hmm.
And Finland's UN ambassador says it's kind of like dandruff. You brush it off your shoulder and move along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Keep moving.
Here is Samantha Power. She is the UN ambassador for the U.S., talking about how some of the Russian protesters, or some of the protesters, are the Russian insiders.
Well, it has all the telltale signs of what we saw in Crimea. It's professional. It's coordinated. There's nothing grassroots seeming about it. The forces are doing in each of the six or seven cities that they've been active in exactly the same thing. So certainly it bears the telltale signs of Moscow's involvement.
Martha. Yeah. What a shock.
Yeah.
No one would ever have guessed that. Next, Missouri man, anti-Semite, kills a 14-year-old boy and his grandfather, who are not Jewish.
Who are Methodist.
Outside a Jewish community center in Kansas City, and a woman at a Jewish-assisted living facility around the corner.
What a coward.
Frazier Glenn Miller.
To go to an assisted living facility.
Right?
Well, look at
what
him.
What a coward.
Look at him, though. He's a big, fat slob. He looks like he's got about a 65 IQ. He's the type of person in this circumstance, so full of hate because he's so full of himself, it's their fault. He doesn't even know who he's shooting. And the circumstances that present themselves, as angry as it sounds, it's too bad he didn't get a taste of his own medicine. Then we'd have to waste all this time and money.
Oh, no, this is better.
You think?
Because once he gets behind bars,
yeah,
there will be no mercy on this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's looked at
Bubble
as
will take care of him.
When you go to an assisted living facility,
mm-hmm,
and you are going to take people out, you are a coward.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's a big red flag once they clink the bars behind you.
Yeah, old people and children.
Yeah. He won't last a month.
Good. That doesn't sound very Christian or very much open. Whatever water finds its own level.
It's justice.
888-302-3684. Let's see here. Oscar Pistorius, number six. Week six for this thing. Back on the stand, crying, sobbing. Prosecution challenges his account of the killing of his girlfriend. He looks more and more guilty to me. Prosecutor accused him of hiding the truth. Why does he, we've asked the same question. What is there new here? Guy's crying and sobbing. Oh, it's terrible. So that's it. Next. This Nevada ranch thing. I'm not going to get cranked up about that again. Okay. A federal judge expected to order Ohio to recognize the marriages of gay couples who get married in other states.
Mm-hmm.
That allows same-sex marriage. Remember that ruling? Was it earlier this year? a local judge said, nope, you get married outside of Ohio.
I cannot keep track of all of the rulings when it comes to gay marriage.
Leave them alone.
The different states, the different judges, the Supreme Court, the local courts, the circuit courts, the county court. I mean, I cannot keep track.
You know, it's pretty interesting. When I say things like that, what some people hear on the Weekend Good Day program with Dr. Ken Kessler, we normally just...
Ken Kronhaus.
What did I say?
Kessler.
Oh, I said Kessler. Yeah, Ken Kronhaus.
Too many KKs. Ken.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, the discussion topic got on to a couple of things. A guy had a problem with a watermelon. And I'm not going to go any further than that, but that was... So Ken, who's pretty mild-mannered about stuff like this, and I think it was the first call of the morning too. And he wanted, anyway. So you leave the rest of it to your imagination. But at any rate, he's trying to work this guy over. And somebody sent him an email that said she had to shut off the radio because she couldn't stand to listening to his liberal attitude.
Hmm.
And I thought to myself, what
a medical show.
And, well, yeah.
I mean, about a watermelon.
Well, it was a little more in-depth than just about a watermelon. But the fact that he handled it in a clinical way, which he does. All you have to do is know Ken. And there was no way in the world that Ken's going to go anyplace other than to the exact medical procedures, definitions, and help when it comes to stuff like this. He doesn't shy away from it. But to have the interpretation, the reason I'm bringing it up is because it just fascinates me how people hear things and what they hear. It really is. People who accuse me of things, and I think to myself, does this person actually even listen to what goes on here? And that was, by the way, 3 or 4 minutes after Ken excoriated the administration for the latest round of taking money away from them in their attempts to get federal control of all the health care and what they're doing to the doctors and therefore to your services, because fewer and fewer doctors want to give Medicare patients the time of day because they don't get paid anything for doing it. Ken's got $4.5 million worth of equipment in his clinic. How do you think he pays for that? And, you know, that kind of stuff. It just is pretty amazing. I chuckle at what people hear. How many people know about what Uber is? U-B-E-R?
I use it all the time.
I do, too. I like them.
Love
Uber. Meredith likes them. So there are apparently, Uber has pretty much grown rapidly around the world. It's a stock you got to look for. As soon as it comes out, you want to buy Uber, probably. But what's happening in some places, and this, by the way, this company, I think, started in Australia. And then quickly spread to Asia before it came to America. So they're all over Asia. And now there are people who are in the business of creating software that have stolen the idea from Uber so they can start their own sort of taxi app.
Mm-hmm.
So there is, in the smartphone world, what they call smartphone traffic, new pioneering ideas for people to set up their own little businesses. I think Uber does it great because it's so clean. Everything about it is fast, efficient, and clean.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so hard. I mean, you can take people, there'll be people take shots, but the reason the cab drivers are all upset about it is because, you know, there's really, the cabbies are dirty, they don't speak English, and then they're dirty and the cabs are dirty. People want something clean, and most of the time Uber is less expensive than the cab ride. So that's why it's an interesting thing to see how these little entrepreneurial events are taking place, especially in Asia, where people are trying to knock them off. 15 before the hour on Good Day.
When you had to write a paper on Abraham Lincoln, you didn't write it the night before it was due. You wrote it on the way to school that morning. And sure, it had bus handwriting, but you had one heck of a weekend. Deadlines have never scared you. They're dead. What can they do? And now you've only got a few days left to do your taxes, and you're not even breaking a sweat. Because you know you can get on TurboTax whenever you want, answer a few questions about your year, and finish your taxes at the exact minute you planned. The last minute.
Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save and, most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
From helping florists manage their first payroll, to checking sales projections for logistics companies, to showing garages how much they've been paid, to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with staples.com/copy and print for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If your hotel balcony lacks a railing and a floor, it's probably just a window. If you're going to L.A., don't book a hotel room in Tallahassee. If you want to book hotels from your mobile device, use the Hotels.com mobile app. But you can't use it until you download it.
For a limited time, get a coupon to save 12% off your mobile app booking. See App Store for code and details. Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
The obvious choice is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Every morning, conversations about the issues of the day. Thank heavens for a free speech, etc., etc. That's what the squirrel said. Story about the squirrel at DougSteffen.com. Officials say a wayward squirrel caused about $300,000 in damage to an Indiana community over the weekend. Well, actually, Fort Wayne Parks Department officials say the squirrel got into the electrical equipment in the building in the park last week, causing a power surge that damaged the heating and air conditioning systems. Some parts of the boiler system. Squirrel, unfortunately, didn't make it either. Parks director said the repairs will be covered by insurance, minus the $50,000 deductible.
Wow.
So the squirrel cost the town $50,000. Won't be open again until June 7th.
Wow. That's awesome.
Squirrels
are an amazingly cunning and smart little creature, aren't they?
They are. They have a very interesting, conniving way about that.
While we're on kind of nature talk here.
Yes, sir.
In the spring or in the fall, we see deer everywhere in the Washington, D.C. area.
Right.
And then they just kind of, we'll see a few. My house backs up to the woods. The other morning, I walk out of my house, and there's two deer, big ones, sitting in my front yard.
Yeah. Oh.
And, they just kind of run off when I come out.
Yeah. I think it's
where do they go during the day?
They're in the woods.
Never. I've never seen them. My house backs up to the woods. Never
seen
them.
It's a deer motel.
Early in the morning, late in the evening, during the day. It's like they're climbing the trees and hiding.
Really?
Maybe they are.
Sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening. Deer time here. Good day. 51 after the hour.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is the song from the movie The Coal Miner's Daughter. Loretta's 82 years old today. A lot of people have confused her with June Carter Cash. I guess that if you're not from the same world, it'd be easy enough to do that. But Loretta has a sort of a different way about her. I'm not sure. Johnny Cash's wife still alive? He's been dead.
No, she's
obviously. Didn't she die? Yeah. All right, anyway, so that's the story. We begin Movie Moments with movie music. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here to review the results of the box office, see what movies did well. Went to see the new movie Draft Day over the weekend.
Oh, I want to see that.
There were some good parts to it and some pretty silly parts to it. But Costner, I don't know, is it believable for him to be with Jennifer Garner as a love interest? I think that was a little...
Yes. No, really? I don't think it is.
Yeah, no. It's, but the rest of the movie was okay. That part was silly.
Oh, come on, man. You're ruining it for the rest of us. That when we're all in the 50-something, that we can't get the hot 30-something. Well, no. Jennifer Garner could be 40.
Well, Costner's wife in real life is about the same age as Jennifer Garner, so I guess it is believable.
Yeah. Really?
So how old is she? Yeah. She's what, 40?
She's not... Nah.
I think she's 39.
Yeah, close to 40. And he's got to be 60 anyway, isn't he?
Well, he's right around that.
She is 41, my friends.
Yeah? Is she?
Yep.
And how old is he?
I think 59.
Let me see here. Her birthday's coming up.
His birthday or yours?
Hers. Yeah, April 17th.
Yeah.
He is 59.
59. So, what, 17 years?
So 41, yeah.
Hmm. Guess I won't.
Well, to answer Doug's question, the is probably abnormal, but a person who's worth probably $50 million plus, I think, is very normal. That's just the reality.
Okay, Chucker. There you go. There we go. Yeah, right. Right.
Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
Hey, Chuck, you don't even realize the trap that Doug just set for himself.
Never mind. I'm not talking. We're going to a commercial and then going back with the box office totals.
I don't think I want to hit this button.
No, hit the button.
All right.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-3-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated at staples.com/copy and print for details.
Hi, Chuck. Your job is bringing us up to date. What did well at the box office over the weekend?
Captain America, the Winter Soldier, dug number one at the box office.
Yeah, I want to see that.
3 weeks, $41 million, $158 million, wow. 2 weeks of release, $300 million worldwide. Me, my wife, and my 8-year-old daughter saw it on Friday night. This is a really, really good film.
So your daughter is how old?
Good story. Great action. Robert Redford was terrific. Sam Jackson.
So you should see it.
Chris Pine plays Captain America like he's Jimmy Stewart and Gary Cooper rolled into one.
Really?
He's great. And this movie, you'd love this movie. It's very adult-oriented.
Massachusetts.
And a terrific piece of entertainment.
I'll take my kids to see it tonight.
Rio 2 plays second, $37 million. The horror film Oculus, third, $12 million. Draft Day, $9.8 million. Somewhat disappointing considering they heavily promoted it. Yeah. And Divergent ran out the top five.
All right. Draft Day will stick around for a while because the word of mouth would be fairly good. It's a good movie. It's a good movie. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.